from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee is to hold a closed-door briefing Thursday to learn more about the Obama administration's response to suspected Russian interference in the 2016 election and the harassment of American diplomats. Committee Chairman John McCain Wednesday called the Russian interference an act of war. U.S. intelligence officials, including National Intelligence Director James Clapper, are expected to testify. U.S. President Barack Obama rallied Democrats and Vice President-elect Mike Pence rallied Republicans Wednesday for the upcoming fight over Obamacare, the president's signature domestic program. Michael Bowman reports.
President Barack Obama visited the Capitol Wednesday to rally Democrats in support of preserving his signature domestic achievement, the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. At the same time, Republican Vice President-elect Mike Pence was also at the Capitol, speaking with Republicans and reporters about the party's intention to repeal Obamacare. Democrats are warning that if the law is scrapped without a replacement in place and at the ready, millions of Americans will lose their health care coverage. At the Capitol, I'm Michael Bowman.
Turkey is warning that violations of the ceasefire in Syria could jeopardize peace talks planned for later this month. Turkey's foreign minister, Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu, told the state-run Anadolu news agency Wednesday that unless the violations stop, the peace process could fail. He blamed pro-government fighters, including the Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant group, for the violations. He said Russian officials are due to visit Turkey next week to discuss the framework for the talks. This is VOA News. Turkey's foreign minister said Wednesday authorities have identified the gunman who killed 39 people in a New Year's attack at a nightclub in Istanbul. He did not give the attacker's name. Authorities are still searching for him. A Turkish news service reported Wednesday authorities had detained five more people in connection with the attack. UN officials say thousands of Iraqis have been fleeing Mosul during the last 5 days, ever since U.S.-led military forces began a second phase in their operation to free the city from Islamic State militants. The severely outnumbered militants have taken to embedding themselves with civilians, leading to an increase in the number of civilian casualties. As a result, the United Nations says more than 13,000 people have fled Mosul since the operations were restarted on December 29th. And meanwhile, the U.S.-led coalition has doubled to 450 the number of advisors assisting Iraqi forces fighting the Islamic State group. An Israeli military court convicted a young soldier of manslaughter Wednesday for shooting and killing an incapacitated Palestinian assailant last year. A cell phone video caught 19-year-old Sergeant Elor Azaria aiming his assault rifle at the Palestinian and shooting him in the head. The army condemned the soldier's action. The officer who delivered the verdict said, even though the dead Palestinian was a terrorist, the attack on him was a disproportionate response. Egyptian police have arrested four more suspects in the December 11th suicide bombing of Cairo's main Coptic Christian church. The attack killed at least 27 people. Those arrested Wednesday include one of the two chief plotters of the attack, the three others who the government says were planning more terrorist bombings. Authorities also say one of those arrested has links to the banned Muslim Brotherhood movement. The Brotherhood condemns the church bombing, though, and denies any involvement. French police Wednesday arrested former Kosovo Prime Minister Rumash Herdinaj on a Serbian warrant. Police detained him at the airport near the Swiss and German borders when he arrived on a flight from Pristina. Kosovo's Justice Ministry says it will do everything it can to secure the former Prime Minister's release. Herdinaj was the commander of the Kosovo Liberation Army, which fought a guerrilla war for independence from Serbia in the late 1990s. The Serbs accuse him of taking part in torture and murder. He was tried twice and acquitted in the International Crimes Tribunal in The Hague. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.